This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Howdy, new friends and neighbors. This is the overview, a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We have a list of 10 stories and a list of 10 people to consider during the course of this hour with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both important, integral members of the DJV show. So the three of us will go through this. You'll be thinking and listening and hearing and agreeing or disagreeing with some of the points that we make. But it is the week before the election, and that pretty much takes all the oxygen out of the room on most of the news talk stations around the country. There are other things, however. I guess we can give Victoria Jennifer a moment. Number 10 this week is the Dodgers winning the World Series. So Jennifer can gloat about that.
Say it again. Just say it again. What happened?
The Dodgers won the World Series in a shortened, abbreviated season.
Oh, please.
It probably doesn't count. Because the season
they've been knocking on the door for a long time. This was totally deserved.
On that door.
There was a bit of controversy, though. And look, I have been Dodger Blues since I was born.
In Los Angeles,
they did. Yeah, the Dodgers fans apparently decided to go the way of the Lakers fans and do a little rioting afterwards, but mostly peaceful celebrating is what they said. So, you know, I've been a Dodger fan since I was a baby, and my grandparents had season seats, so I was, like, born and raised on the Dodgers, and to see them win after 32 years was just really incredible, and it was one of the few times that the best team in baseball during the regular season actually went on to win the World Series since they started the wild card rules, which happened back in the mid-90s, I think, so that was kind of a cool little factoid. Most of the time, somehow, the best team gets knocked off, so it was kind of exciting to see that, but the controversy was that Justin Turner during the seventh inning got pulled out of the game because apparently he had a COVID test. He had tested. I guess his test was inconclusive. They retested the next day, which they were testing every day, and it came back. They pulled him out of the game, which is a bit controversial, but he went into a doctor's office there at the field. And then the Dodgers won the World Series. Now, Justin Turner has been kind of the heart and soul of the team since 2014 when he joined the team from the Mets. He's been a team leader. He does a ton for the community. And he's a free agent. So this may be his last time to celebrate in Dodger uniform. And so after about an hour, he went out on the field to at least take the picture with his players. And people went bananas about it.
Was he wearing a mask?
He wore a mask until the picture. He took the mask off for the picture, and that's and people just went bananas. Yeah. And all of the teammates are like, he deserves to be out here celebrating. And truthfully, let's just think realistically here. If he was exposing people in the seventh inning, he's already exposed them. And no one has said that there's been an outbreak. I think all the Dodgers are testing and all of that. It's very possible that this could have even been a false positive. He hasn't had any symptoms.
That's what I thought, yeah. Mm.
So it really is irritating to see even the media in Los Angeles criticizing him when he's contributed so much. They should have let the guy celebrate. And I really feel like Rob Manfred, who's the chief of the head of Major League Baseball, has it out for Justin Turner because Turner was one of the only players who called out Manfred for his really tough treatment or his really soft treatment on the Houston Astros. So part of me just wonders if this isn't built around trying to, you know, mess with this moment for him.
Yeah,
it is. That's unfortunate.
It is kind of. You're right about that. All right, let's see. Rudy Giuliani and his embarrassment, number 9. I don't know if we need to talk about that too much. Him in the hotel room after we've had a bunch of slookies.
What's a slookie?
A slookie is a drink. It's an alcoholic drink.
I've never heard that ever.
If he was concerned, what he was concerned.
Bombed. Yeah, right. He was just bombed. The big tech hearings, number 8, you might want to spend a moment on that because you're a tech person, Victoria. The three biggies testifying before Congress. Did anything come out of that that makes a difference?
It depends on, you know, it depends on, I think everything's political, so it really probably depends on where you are politically. You know, Facebook has, Mark Zuckerberg has tried to, and you know I love this expression, but he's tried to ride two horses with one ass, and he's tried to say that, you know, we're just a utility, but then, you know, but we're a social media platform. So essentially people, you know, people on the right want him to not censor things, and people on the left want him to be hard, want Facebook to be much stricter on hate speech. So he's a bit caught in the middle. Twitter, same thing. Jack Dorsey has admitted that they have not handled things correctly. So, you know, but again,
he was the real story, I think, at this
hearing. Yeah, he was.
Dorsey?
Because,
yeah, the way he looked, like a monster from the
Black he looked like he'd been hanging out with the Unabomber off the grid.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, the story here is that Twitter got caught. They red-handed. They wouldn't publish the Hunter Biden stuff because they said it was hacked material, which, by the way, it was not hacked material. But they did publish the president's tax returns, which really was hacked material. So they got caught.
Yeah.
They obviously look like a bunch of loser hypocrites that are trying to influence.
Well, they are.
Election.
They're all
and
these
here's
guys.
The, but here's the sad part. But the sad part of it is that big tech owns Congress on both sides of the aisle. So, okay, Ted Cruz is going to go up there, and he's going to go back and forth with Jack Dorsey. And it was a great moment where he said, who the hell are you to decide what goes up on social media? And Ted Cruz was absolutely right. But that after that public shaming, what's going to happen? And the answer is nothing, because big tech owns Republicans and big tech owns Democrats.
Yeah, it's the same thing
with serious about
all
requiring
of these people
in
the
fair,
money that comes
but,
from.
So that, but here's the thing, though. That's the, that's Section 230 that you that people hear about and people kind of go, oh, what does that really mean? That a lot of people want to remove that because it will remove the protections. But here's the thing, though. If someone, let's say, if someone talks about or posts something on Facebook that's hate speech or whatever, and then they go and commit a crime and they kill someone, then the family, the victim's family, can then sue Facebook. So that's where it gets really dodgy. That would shut down Facebook and Twitter and every other social media platform. So they're kind of, and they're legally allowed to hide behind the fact that everyone checks that little box, the terms of service. No one ever reads it. And so that is, it's going to come down into the weeds of legality. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to head. And to Jen's point, she's absolutely right. You know, just depending on, you know, they're like lobbyists now. They're another, big tech is also a lobbyist.
We have
way
too many than most lobbyists do.
Yeah.
They spend a ton of money.
Well, they have more to spend for one, yeah. And, you know, we just, lobbyists run this country. People, you know, I know we're in the middle
for
of an election right now, but, you know, take a look around, because the president and whoever else it is, they're not really running the country. It's lobbyists.
And if you do, if more people, when they hear me talk about NASCAR and my comparative idea, members of Congress ought to be wearing coats that have all the people that have contributed to their campaign spread across the back, so we all know who's bought and paid for members of Congress. And the fact that we brought out earlier on the DJV show this week how much money all these people have when they get out of public service, because they can hold on to most of the things that are in their campaign chest. It's pretty obscene. All right, so let's see. Number six is the hurricane. We'll talk about that and how the West is dealing with more wildfires right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Review on the air now. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're at number 6, which is a focus on the hurricane. First of all, Victoria, this thing plowed into, what is the 27th, 28th, 29th, named hurricane. And there, I said on the air on the DJV show this week, wow, if this be the end of that, whoops, not so fast.
Yeah.
Because there's another one brewing in the just south of Jamaica, as a matter of fact. So anyway, the remnants of this thing all from Louisiana up the Mississippi Valley, Ohio River Valley. We're feeling it on the East Coast this weekend. So this is, look at all the people who have lost. You were talking about something that was very interesting, how the drought has affected with the now all the water, the trees. That's an interesting.
Trees are getting uprooted.
Yeah.
Well, trees are getting uprooted because, you know, we had the drought, which made the roots constrict. And so we had, and then when you get all these flooding type rains, the roots just lose their stability, and you just see trees. They're all over where I am in New Jersey at the shore. And this, we had gale warnings, and we had a lot of gusty winds, and trees just basically topple right over, and the roots are exposed and everything. So I don't know. If a tree gets to that point, can they prop it back up and save it?
Yeah, they can. If they, it depends on how heavy it is.
There's some big old trees around here that are down.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
I know you've got that on the farm, too.
Yeah, have had it. All right, so the western wildfires, we thought that things ought to calm down, but maybe that's because the news coverage has not been so good on these wildfires. Jen, you want to give us an update?
Yeah, it's actually some good news in California, at least where I live. There were two big fires that were burning and actually injured, I think, 7 firefighters was the total, 2 of them in critical condition, both of them intubated, burns, second and third degree burns over 50 and 60% of their bodies, respectively. So it was a really bad situation because we had the Santa Ana winds this week, which are dry, fast-moving hurricane-strength winds. I mean, they were clocking winds at 150 miles per hour.
Wow.
There were some up by my house that were at about, like, 96, which is Category 2 status. So, I mean, you've got really big winds that were really fanning the flames. Thankfully, those winds have died down a bit, and it seems that the firefighters were able to get a handle, at least, on the 2 fires burning in Southern California. So the containment has gone up relatively quickly.
Right. Okay. So next on the overview here, what do we have time for? Just to mention, number 5 is the economy, and Victoria and I were just talking about the Biden tax plan and the stuff that is a part of trying to figure out what to do with all the people that don't have any money, how they're going to pay their bills, in light of the fact that also in the economic reality are lots of jobs and people not applying for them because they think they'd be better off keeping government money. I don't know where the connection or the disconnect is here, but the stock market seems to have been a little weak this week as well.
Yeah, it'll bounce back.
GDP's really good, though.
See. What's that?
GDP was great.
Yeah, it was. That's good for Trump. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, moving back into our overview, the zone here on the overview that we have every week, the talk radio review. DJV hosters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of October the 26th to the 30th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Spend a moment on number four, maybe, because the main focus is the presidential race and COVID. So I want to just spend a few minutes on the Philadelphia situation this week. What went on there? More of the same. I guess there were actually a number of these incidents, or a few of them, more focus on the police because of stupid stuff that they're doing and not seeming to learning what's going on. I don't understand how they can be so tone deaf. Police unions and police chiefs, some cities they are and some cities they aren't, but there are still, every time something like this happens, like in Philadelphia this week, then there's more cry for defunding the police, which is plain stupidity. Reform, yes. And so a lot of the discussion, did you hear much of that? When you, Jennifer does a local program in New York, in Los Angeles on KRLA, much talk about this out there? I mean, I haven't heard too much focus on the police per se in L.A. Is there? Did I lose Jennifer?
Oh, I guess we lost her. I've been following, well, your daughter-in-law, for one, so I feel like right. I get a lot of L.A. news yes. with police and stuff like that. I don't know.
She's going to slant from her anyway.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, I think she's really,
up on,
really up on a lot of
yeah,
issues.
Oh, yeah, she's very
I've
smart.
I've learned a lot from her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that that's an ongoing discussion. You know, when we hear yet another example of, you know, of in Philadelphia, a mentally ill person whose mother was right there, you know, with him asking the police not to shoot her son, and they don't even tase him. They don't even try to sedate him. They just shoot him and he's dead.
And they called for an ambulance. The problem is that the family called for an ambulance to take him to the hospital to sedate him, and the cops showed up with guns drawn. So this is, if we don't fix that as a policy, and the police commissioner in Philadelphia has said that she wants, I think it's a she, I'm not quite sure.
I think you're right, yeah.
But that, you know, he or she wants full transparency on this. They've admitted that this was wrong. But that's another life that's lost. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can admit now.
And what happens to
wrong.
The police? They don't. Oftentimes, the police don't suffer the consequences of their ill actions.
Well, that's another part of it. And so we're still talking about the Breonna Taylor trial, that grand jury. And, you know,
and there was something new on that this week, as a matter of fact. What did I see? Do you remember seeing something new on that this week? It seemed to me there was a new wrinkle.
I think some of the jurors have come forward and they're saying that when they found out that I guess murder two or something or murder one wasn't on the table, that mm-hmm. there was an uproar amongst the jurors or something, that they really felt that there should have been.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it there's no accountability.
Some of the stuff is so obvious. I guess that's what it is. It's so obvious. All right. Number three on the countdown list, the confirmation of Ms. Barrett. And it seems like there was a lot of huffing and puffing, and now that seems to be over. It was as quickly as it came up, and her nomination came out of the woodwork.
What could anyone do, you know?
Well, so you move on and deal with it one way or another.
Or you bullied the Girl Scouts into taking down messages congratulating
him. Well, but that's another thing. That was a red herring. The Girl Scouts have done that for a lot. Did they actually take it down?
Yeah.
Or,
they've
done it for
Yeah, they submitted to the pressure,
women.
And they took it down because people went crazy and said that they shouldn't be congratulating her. I mean, the Girl Scouts...
Was this a tweet, or was it a
post? This was a tweet. A tweet that just said, congratulations to Amy Coney Barrett becoming one of five women to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And I think you guys know, politically, not a fan of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but I have no problem with the Girl Scouts doing what they did to honor the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and to celebrate the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, because
two-sided,
they're strong women.
Yeah.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's platinum plan includes $500 billion for economic opportunity to black Americans. The proposal says it will create 3 million new jobs and 500,000 new black-owned businesses. Rap artist Lil Wayne met with President Thursday to contribute knowledge to the proposal. Afterward, Mr. Wayne tweeted, "What he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan, is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say and assured he will and can get it done." After the tweet, social media tried to shame the rapper as a sellout. Rapper and Hollywood superstar Ice Cube says he's not sure who his presidential pick will be, but did offer this advice to Fox News.
"You know, my daddy told me long time ago, no matter who's the president, you got to get up and go to work in the morning. And I always remember that. So no matter who's the president, I'm going to get up and go to work in the morning."
Ice Cube shared positive views when working on the Platinum Plan with the administration. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the Old School Track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, let's fly back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen, DJ Veer. The other DJ Veers are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and we take it upon ourselves each week to inform you as to our thinking and some of the conversations we've had about some of these issues, the top 10 stories that have made it into the News Talk Radio world, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his staff going around the country listening to stations online, talking to hosts, and just generally getting a good feel as to the pulse of what's going on. And the top two stories, I think we'll spend this second half hour of our review on the top two stories. COVID is number two, and I want to start the conversation by reiterating something that I said there. I do five different radio programs, and one of them, in addition to doing this program,
the countdown and the ancillary discussion that I have with the ladies each week on the DJV time is the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, which you can hear on many of these same stations. You can get a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Ken Kronhaus said this week, he summarized the COVID in a very succinct way as we were looking and talking about the Wisconsin situation this week, which was pretty bad, talking about masks and stuff showing up on beaches, which is pretty damn gross when you get right down to it. He said two things that I think we ought to all carry with us through the weekend and into next week and as we continue to deal with COVID. He said that the strain, and this thing has now mutated about 24 times since it first became a problem the first of the year. And because it mutates, and when something like this mutates, it usually isn't as bad. He says that the virus as it exists today is more contagious than it has been through the history of the virus. But it is much less deadly. So if you get it, you don't have a death sentence. And he also said that we were talking about the way the deaths are reported in all the news media numbers. And he basically said, well, Ken wouldn't say this, but I would say it, paraphrasing, that the numbers are a joke because you really don't know when somebody dies whether they die. He said actually that any of his patients, now Ken is a very well-known cardiologist on the board miracle of the American Heart Association, always doing work with them, for them. And he said the position that he's taken with the Heart Association and on the air and with his clients, his patients, is that nobody, no one, just dies from COVID by itself.
Well, remember that number that came out a few months ago? And it was like 7,000 or 9,000, I can't remember now, of people that they believed actually just died from and solely because of COVID.
Right. It's you've got something else that compromises your immune system. Your heart is bothering, you know, you got heart disease, you got lung problems, you're obese, you got diabetes, you got any number of things. And most of the people, if you look at the stats, yeah, there are rare exceptions, but the people who are younger who die also, pretty much 100%, he didn't say 100%, but he said most of the people who die who are younger have many other compromising things, and the COVID just finishes them off. So it's not like they were dying from COVID by itself. They've got a lot of other things. So I think that needs to be a part of the discussion, whether it, you know, somebody like that can overwhelm the news media, which is so hypocritical, so negative, so wrong about most of this stuff. But there's one thing, there's one conclusion that has come that flies in the face of a lot of people, some of the more conservative thinkers in the country. I don't like that word conservative. Maybe right wing is better, because this is not conservative at all. My definition of conservative is a lot different than what the politicians use for conservative. But the idea of not having a mask on or not distancing yourself is just, not only is it selfish, but you're creating a situation that may harm somebody in your family. Sure, you may not get it. All the parties on the college campuses that we've heard about, from 19 to 29, people are not wearing their masks. And they may not get it, but they are going to be around people that they do spread it and share it with. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's outrageously selfish to not take into account the fact that these things, it's proven. Ken says it over and over again. Jack may not agree all the time, but Ken says masks, masks, masks. Find the one that has the smallest. What do they call it?
You've mentioned that before. That's a good thing for people to know. What was that type of mask that you found?
Now that you've asked me.
It was something, microns, right?
Yeah, one micron. You get, if it's more than one micron, Jack said that and Ken agreed with it. If it's more, I mean, any mask is helpful. Most of the conventional masks that are out there are 3 microns, so anything smaller than 3 microns is going to get out of your, if you cough or you sneeze or you're just breathing. If it's 3 microns, the masks are 3 microns. They protect the size of the bacteria, or the virus rather. If it's 3 microns, And the and this is a 2 micron. This virus is 2 microns. So it gets out through most of the conventional masks. If you have a 1 micron mask, it will not get out. And so you look for, if you're really conscious of this, you go in, and they're probably hard to find. You go to the drugstore, you go someplace, specializes in this stuff, and you can find 1 micron masks. That's the most protective. So, anyway, that's my overview. Ladies, you have some observations. Again, the stats are really just plain misleading. What we're doing, I think that one of the things, the vaccine information that came out this week and when it's going to be available, who gets it, who's going to pay for it, I think that's a pretty significant in terms of where we are. I think people, although there are a lot of people who hoped it would be before the election, that's not going to happen. But before the end of the year, there seem to be a couple of different products that are making it through quickly the FDA process, which, again, Jennifer, I think you said this week that it's usually 5 weeks. Who said that? Was that you?
No,
or
usually
that,
it's yeah? 5 to 7 years.
5 months. For 5 years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for right. the FDA yeah. to approve something. But Operation Warp Speed and some of the yeah. focus on getting it done is making it happen really quickly. I say yep. let it take as long as it needs to because you want it to be safe. But
right.
the quicker the better for most people.
Well, then the other thing is that 50% of the people surveyed, whether you believe these polls or not, say, I'm not taking this. I'm not taking it.
That is true. More and more people feel that they don't, you know, they're more focused on therapeutics and treatments, and
well,
which I that's where I fall
well,
on it, too. Yeah.
Again, I do, too. But
I
your
saw
immune
someone,
system.
I think it was from Pfizer maybe this week, that said that they have a vaccine, and right now it's about 70% effective. Mm-hmm. So that's
well,
better than the flu vaccine.
Whole,
but
yeah. Well, again, a lot of people, I had my ears checked this week, and the doctor said, have you had your flu shot
what?
Yet? Huh?
So we're not going to hear anymore? That's great.
Oh, what? Oh. Anyway, well, my hearing is the same as it has been the last 4 or 5 years I've had it tested, so something must be okay. At any rate, the bottom line here is...
Did you get your flu shot? Because they asked
No, he said, did I get my flu shot? I said, no, I haven't. He said, you should go get one. And then it came to pass, I think we talked about this on the air, that there are different degrees, different levels. There are different kinds of flu shots. You can't just go in and say, give me a flu shot, because there are 3 or 4 different types. And they still have, the cheap ones, still have mercury in them. And for all
the
of
the pharmacy
Huzzurai,
ones, I think, right? That's the,
yeah, the cheap
think,
ones from CVS and Walgreens
right.
and that bunch.
Because
those
they do, yeah. Dr. Jack explained this, which I'd never understood this, but it's because they have larger bottles and they keep going back in for new doses. So if
yeah.
you're at the doctor's office, that's the best place to get it because it's a single dose without the mercury.
Yeah.
Or aluminum. It's aluminum, not mercury. It's aluminum. Yeah.
Well, now it is. Yeah, but it's still bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You want to get the most expensive
you don't
one.
Need that. Yeah.
And some of them, you know, you have to pay for yourself, or some of them paid for. I think the move was to get the vaccines paid for though by Medicare, right? Wasn't that the move?
Yeah.
This way, the government is paying for the expensive ones anyway. And you see 900 ads on TV. Is it Fluzone, Fluzyne, Flu something or other? Then that's the most expensive one. And it doesn't
There's
work.
One for seniors that my
yeah,
parents
flu.
Both got.
I think it's called Fluzone.
Yeah.
Like anyway. Okay. So that's that.
Don't you
know
want to stay out of the flu zone? What a stupid name.
Yeah, right. That's a horrible
what kind
name.
Of name is that?
I mean, who did that?
I never, Fluzyne. You know, we always have to fact check Fluzyne. Doug, so I don't think it's called Fluzone, but yeah.
It's flu.
Fluzy, for all you lose women out there.
Right, right.
It's flu something or other, but just when you go in there, say, I want to actually pay for my, I don't want the cheap crap that you've got, give me something that I, you know, it's $29, I think, for the most expensive shot. Get that one, don't get the cheap one, because the cheap one won't do you any good, and in fact, will probably do you harm. So, that's our recommendation. The presidential race, number one this week, in our focus right after this.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Devathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog in the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program containment areas simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in the collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Presidential race number one on the week's list from the Talkers Magazine of Stories. No surprise there. Surprise, surprise, however, looking around, sometimes you look at the political scene and it's sort of static. If you look at the last, three, four, five elections, the two parties have won 44-45% of the vote. And now, and the swing states have been pretty easily determined. But now this, I noticed that Harris is in Texas, and Texas is in play. What do you think is going to happen there, ladies?
I don't think they'll stay red. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. I think they're there because they feel like they need to try to pick up some ground. I think the only state that may shift, and it would shift, I think, in Trump's favor is Minnesota. Yeah, I think he's there. Maybe Joe Biden might be able to switch Iowa. I don't know. The ones that they're watching right now, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I do think Ohio is going to be interesting.
I think Ohio will be totally red.
I think
Pennsylvania will be red, too.
The New York Times had a choke on their gloating about black voters when they released a poll showing that Trump's ahead with black voters this year from four years ago and up with Latino voters. That's pretty interesting, if you believe the polls, anyway.
I heard something so interesting the other day that he's actually lost more white voters and that Biden has picked up black
voters.
That Trump has picked up a ton of black and Hispanic votes. So
I think blacks are tired of being taken for granted. And that's what the Democrats do. If you're black, you should be voting for us because you're supposed to vote for us. You know, what are you talking about? Hey, go pound sand.
Florida is interesting as well. Well, there's all kinds of things. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about the new president. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Right. The election results, anyway. 10 before the...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to have a brief respite from the crazy stuff that we're all talking about, having some fun with our auto expert, auto trader. He's a magician when it comes to autos. He can make your car disappear, or maybe he can come up with a new one. Who knows? Nick Miles is here. Car shoppers typically begin good morning to find model end year deals on cars around this time of year, but the 3-month shutdown of vehicle production as a result of the virus has changed car buying this year. Andy Solomon has some details for you.
If you're in the market for a new set of wheels, the current environment has made finding deals and incentives a little harder. Executive editor at Auto Trader, Brian Moody, has more on how to navigate the changing market.
Currently, there's a shortage in vehicle inventory and record high prices, but used car sales have actually increased as people continue to avoid mass transportation while still looking for a good deal on a budget-friendly used car.
Here's what you need to know about buying a used car now and making the most of your trade-in.
Year-end deals may be harder to find in 2020, but here's the good news. Your current vehicle's trade-in value may have actually increased this year. Find out what your current car or truck is worth and use that to your advantage at the dealership. Searching across a broader area can also help you find a better deal on your next car. With more inventory available online and shipping across states, you can find a vehicle that fits your budget and suits all your needs.
Visit Autotrader.com for more tips and information on used car shopping.
All right, let's get back to it. The offers now on cars at the end of the year. We were just talking off the air to Victoria Keelan from my DJV show about trading in her four-year-old Chevy SUV for something new. I got her thinking about it earlier because I was looking at some of the info that I was going to bring to light with you about the unsold SUV offers that are around and the pricing of them. And I wonder what do you think is my advice was for her to go to the dealerships and get, you know, this they got 2 years left in payments, but this car's only got 29,000 miles on it, 4 years old. Everybody wants these dealerships are dying for good used cars, right? So is this my advice any good?
Yes, your advice is always pretty good, Doug, especially when it comes to tractors. The one thing that you need to check out, two things you really need to check out. First of all, there's the cost of ownership. You know, Victoria's vehicle is 4 years old now, so what's she going to have to start replacing in that? What is going to be wearing down? I know she has pretty low miles on it, but you've got to think about that. If you have higher miles on your vehicle, what's about to go? So what's the cost of ownership, whereas the new ones are going to have pretty much a reduced cost of ownership because everything's brand new and not going to break. The other thing, of course, is the fact that the insurance rates may change. There's more safety features in new SUVs that are coming out today than there were 4 years ago, so your insurance company may be more forgiving. So she might save more money than it actually appears on the surface.
Right. All right. The other thing is you were telling me about helping a pal of yours, a TV guy, get a new minivan, and that opened your eyes to how much people, I guess the most popular American made is the Chrysler minivans. They're the father, Lee Iacocca, when he was at Chrysler, introduced them, and they're still very hot. So what's the deal there?
Well, all right, 1984, the minivan came around. It's the Plymouth Voyager and the Dodge Caravan, and the Chrysler is still making them today. They're called the Pacifica today. And I was helping Carl at Fox 6 in Milwaukee buy a new one because he's looking at a new vehicle. And my jaw is dropping, Doug, when I'm looking at prices here. I mean, there's like 20-plus percent off, and that's before you can get any incentives on these vehicles. That's sort of what they're priced at on the dealer lots. And if you're buying the hybrids, there's that federal tax incentive of $7,500 on top of that. So a bit of a jaw dropper in the minivans are the segment that's done the worst through COVID. People sort of shied away from them and bought trucks and SUVs. And so now all the car companies and all the dealers are going, take them, we'll give them to you, big discounts, go.
Right.
You know, that's the deal.
Yeah. Well, and that's the corporate does that, not the dealer. The dealer doesn't need it. The dealer just finds the people to buy them and move them along. I thought it was interesting, a friend of mine who owns 14 dealerships here in Massachusetts and down on Long Island just bought the local Ford dealer here, and I was over there the other day, and I was looking at the new Ford Excursion. And I got in the thing, and I looked at him. This guy, I've known him since he was at Land Rover, and he sold me a number of Land Rovers, including my most recent one that he found for me. And I looked at him, I said, this is as good as the Rover, and it's like 40 grand less. I thought it was fabulous. I don't know if you've looked at him or not. But and I also told him what you said about the Bronco. He said, give me the $100. I'll sign you up for one. Anyway, but this is a fabulous-looking car, and the inside was very well put together.
Put together, Ford hitting out of the park. Of course, those vehicles are based on the F-150 and the F-250, which is the best-selling truck in America, so it's got to be a win, Doug.
Nick Miles, his website...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.